99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Febreze Fabric Spray.
I'm Monica Ricks. Today, people in Russia are mourning the deaths of 137 people who've now died following Friday's terror attacks. CBS's Wendy Gillette has the latest there.
Tears, flowers, and candles honor the victims of the concert hall terror attack in Moscow. A makeshift memorial outside Kraka City Hall keeps getting larger. Elsewhere in the city, long lines formed at blood donation centers. This blood donor says she was shocked by the attack and felt fear and horror.
Similar sentiments from Vice President Kamala Harris today on ABC News, following claims of responsibility of the attack from an ISIS affiliate group.
There is no whatsoever any evidence, and in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Pope Francis also condemned the attack while speaking at St. Peter's Square after Palm Sunday Mass. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel this weekend for more high-stakes talks as its latest ceasefire deal is rejected by Hamas. CBS's Chris Livesay is following negotiations from Tel Aviv.
Again and again, Hamas has come back to the table demanding more, changing the terms. So it's really hard to say what progress looks like.
Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted First Lady Jill Biden's speech during a human rights campaign dinner last night in Los Angeles. Mrs. Biden had just taken the stage there when the group started chanting, "Ceasefire now." The event honors those who support the LGBTQ community. The Midwest could get a foot of snow later today from a significant post-winter storm. Meteorologist Mark Chenards with the National Weather Service.
We'll have impacts across a lot of the central northern plains and then into portions of the upper Midwest, and that will kind of be today into the day Monday, probably lingering even into Tuesday, especially across portions of Minnesota.
Up to a foot and a half of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada. And crews are still searching for a six-year-old who fell into Chester Creek near Philadelphia. The girl's aunt, Taisha Reynolds.
Went down a little too far with the other kids, and my seven-year-old daughter tried to hold her, and she was holding on to my daughter's coat, and I guess the wind took her.
Time to stock up on lottery tickets. No one hit the Powerball last night, which means the jackpot's now climbed to $800 million. The next drawing is tomorrow night. Meantime, the Mega Millions jackpot up to $1.1 billion and could go even higher as more people buy more tickets ahead of Tuesday night's drawing. This is CBS News.
Does your carpet or couch need a refresh? Grab Febreze Fabric Spray to make sure it's always smelling fresh and clean. Also, try Febreze Fabric Spray on your clothes or bed.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is getting some help from Washington to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Mike Mohn has more.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission say Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. That means the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its approach over the next 5 years. Martha Cranley, State Director for AARP Wisconsin, calls it a robust plan, noting that older populations continue to face challenges in being connected to the digital world.
We know that at least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected, either because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Cranley says the lack of connection is especially concerning in rural areas across northern Wisconsin, where aging communities have limited resources. Stakeholders also note an infusion of new aid is helpful with the federal government's Affordable Connectivity Program, which provides discounts on monthly internet bills for eligible households in danger of running out of money. Cranley says the state's plan came together following extensive public outreach, in which her organization helped convey the need for improved internet access for those 50 and older.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Overall, Governor Evers says the plan's federal approval means more than 410,000 homes and businesses will be better positioned to be connected to new or improved high-speed internet service. This is Mike Mullen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Everybody, Todd Allbaugh. On Monday, noon till 2, we'll check in with our March Madness brackets and also update you on news over the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see cloudy skies today, breezy southeast winds, and a little bit of light snow or some rain as we go through the afternoon. Highs of the lower 40s. That light snow and rain chance tonight, mostly cloudy, and temperatures will stay in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 37.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. We are sponsored by Everlight Solar, and here is today's episode. Hey guys, what's going on? How are we doing? It is a very, very warm spring. Oh no, it's still winter.
Spring is technically in 9 days.
9 days, but summer's already here. We're just skipping seasons now.
It's be careful. Weird. That's like famous last words, and then you're gonna have like third winter come back. So
I don't know. I don't think this year. This is warmer than. I don't think so. It's so warm. No ice, no sturgeon spear, nothing.
I know.
I'm having, I feel like, and I'm contributing to it, flying all over the country, doing the shows. There it is. Weird. It's a depressing way to start the show. Folks, we have a very special, fun episode for you.
Folks, have you ever seen a basketball tape on Huddle and it's someone's highlights? This is Grandma Sue's Huddle on the Cripescast.
Grandma Sue's Cripescast highlights. Yeah. We compiled it from how many Grandma Three. Sue interviews? Three Grandma Sue interviews. One was on her back porch.
Yep.
In Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And two of them were in the car.
On the way to the casino.
On the way to the casino.
Yeah. So we kind of did a sandwich of it. So it's not in chronological order because we want to let people know each one's, but yeah, it's three episodes with Grandma Sue and she's just a hoot. Everybody loves her.
She is. You know what? This is like a little bit of a tease for my live show, but I have one piece of video in there that we haven't released. It's me and my grandma and my Aunt Mary and my grandma's best friend, Lois Bentley, driving to the casino. And,
it's from it's from the third episode that they did, but I think we took it out.
Dude, maybe we even have the conversation, the full conversation.
You might, but it's so funny.
The video is very funny. I get done doing all these shows, and then sometimes we have meet and greets after. Sometimes I talk to people. People will message me. The number one thing they say is not, Charlie, you did a great job on your 58 minutes of stand-up.
Yeah.
It's that 3 minutes your grandma was on was the best part of the show.
When the lights are off of you and it's just grandma.
When it's just Grandma Sue. All I'm doing is driving the car, responding to what she's saying.
You know what you got to do is someone came up to me. We have to make a shirt that goes Rockstar Parking.
Rockstar Parking.
People that like love that.
My Rockstar Parking is my grandma's got a handicap parking.
Same kind, yeah.
And my grandpa Bob also, and that's what they would call it. They would be like, I got that rock star parking. So anyway, folks, hey, I do want to let you guys know if you're looking for a brandy, got the Behrens Old Fashioned Brandy. You guys can check that stuff out. Also, you go to mantuacminute.com for all Midwest merch. And folks, before we get into the podcast, I just want to say we are continuing to raise money for Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders is doing incredible work for the folks in Gaza right now. We all hope that there is a ceasefire, return of hostages, and this thing can can get resolved. It's very frustrating, I know, for everybody to watch, but a way to help is to go to doctorswithoutborders.org and donate. You can follow them at Doctors Without Borders. All right, folks, here are some of the best moments from episode 150 with my Grandma Sue, my Aunt Mary, and my Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois Bentley.
Well, we didn't get off to as quick of a start as Grandma Sue would have liked, but we're on our way now.
We're on our way.
Bottom line, we're going to go gambling today.
Charlie, why did my mom have to sit in the front seat? I wanted to sit in the front seat and not.
Mary, I don't know how to put this nicely. I am here to bond with my grandmother because I love her.
Am I just here as a token of pity?
Yes.
For you, on your part?
Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
You're just throwing me a nugget.
A little nugget. A little nugget of love.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
Because you didn't want to leave me behind and.
Well, I did, but Grandma won't let me. So, Grandma, I'm curious, do you remember the first time you went gambling? Remember the first time you gambled?
I don't.
Do you remember the best time you gambled?
Yes, I do.
What? Tell me the best time you gambled.
Okay. Grandpa and I went together after work. We went to Oneida.
What year is this?
Oh.
You know roughly?
Probably 2000.
Okay, Mary. See, this is why we don't. But do you hear what she said?
What?
1947.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was only 10 years old then.
I cracked myself up.
Yeah, you do. Sorry. Sorry, Mary interrupted your story, Grandma.
Okay, well, see, we retired in 2002.
You retired in 2002?
Yeah, so it was before that.
Okay.
So probably 1995, 96, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to Oneida, and, you know, Grandpa then was free with the money. I think we were probably betting $2 or $3 a pot, you know.
On the slot machine.
On the slots.
Ooh, that person really wants to get somewhere.
And it was right about midnight.
Uh-huh.
And ding, 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 ding.
Whose went off? Yours or Grandpa's?
Dad's. Or Grandpa's.
Grandpa's.
Yes, he went over $5,000.
Wow.
Shut up.
No.
$5,000.
Wow. $5,000.
Where was my cut?
Well, the government got a cut.
What year was this?
I said it right around 1995, 96, somewhere in there, I would think. Because we retired in 2002, and it was before we retired. And then, after we retired, and Grandpa wasn't working anymore, if he lost, he really did not like that. And so he refused to go anymore.
Yeah, he couldn't make any more money, so if he lost, that'd be a bigger deal. What was his reaction when he won the $5,000?
He just, you know, like, so.
Really?
Yeah. And he didn't invest that much.
I like how you say invested.
Yeah, you know, well, $2 or $3 to pull the slots. And that's what he didn't do it right away when he started. But he eventually did that just to see if he could win. He won $5,000.
Wow. So,
Or over five. It was over five.
But he didn't have a huge reaction after winning.
No. He just took it for granted.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, like, he didn't say, I don't remember what he said, but it was like, well, that's why I'm here.
How much do you think Grandpa and you in your gambling times won more or lost more money than you spent?
Oh, I don't know, Charlie. It's an entertainment.
It is.
A lot of people spend money on shows and flying all over the country and whatnot. We didn't do that. So we went gambling, and then after we retired, he didn't want to go anymore. So we just didn't go.
Now, did you, after he won the $5,000, did you treat yourselves to, like, a nice dinner or something, or a nice breakfast.
Oh, we messed up. He was so cheap.
Grandpa was cheap?
Yeah.
Mary, what's the cheapest moment you remember Grandpa being?
He took Grandma's dentures into the basement.
He did not.
He didn't want to pay money to have them fixed.
So he fixed it
and
then.
And your dad was there, and he, either your dad was there or your dad had to call him on the phone and get him out of the basement and tell him not to fix those dentures.
That's the story. You know, Bob threatened to do it. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
That is true.
Mary, it isn't.
If he wasn't in the basement, he was threatening to do it.
Right.
Dick had a call. That's true, right?
Really?
Yeah, I called your dad and I said.
So you had to call dad because Grandpa was going to take
your dad. Yeah, I said he's going to do that.
Take him down the basement and hammer him out.
That sounds like Grandpa. Now, let's take a quick break from this just to let our listeners know what we're doing. I am driving Grandma Sue and Aunt Mary. Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and myself, we are going to pick up Lois Bentley. That is Grandma's best friend from growing up.
What best casino friend.
Best casino friend, which is the best of the best friends. And we are going over to Ho-Chunk Casino after that. Mary, why aren't you buckled? What the hell is going on back there?
I lost my earrings.
You, the earrings? You lost the earrings?
I lost my earrings.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Well, you can look for it after the car is stopped.
Why don't you look for it at a safe time, Mary?
I can't say on the air that Lois Bentley is my best friend because Ruth Friedel...
Oh, yeah.
Math.
Right.
She and I skipped school together.
What'd you do? Wait, when you and Ruth?
Yeah,
tell me about you and Ruthie skipping school, Grandma. What's going on there?
Well, we were seniors.
You were seniors? And what were you skipping school to do?
It was senior skip day. No, it wasn't senior skip day. But we just decided we were going to... It was noon, and we left the cafeteria, and we just went for a walk down the highway and went home.
You went for a walk down the highway?
Yes. And
walked home?
Yes, and Ted Crosby's dad happened to be driving down Johnson Street, and he said, "Girls, can you use the ride?" And we said, "Sure." And he took us into town, and we, so...
So you guys hitchhiked?
Well, we didn't hitchhike. You know, we were walking, and then...
And some car picked you up?
Ted Crosby's dad. We knew him.
Oh, you knew him. Okay, yeah. So technically not hitchhiking.
No.
And were you guys smoking heaters?
The following day, we had to pay a penalty.
What was the penalty for skipping school?
Oh, I think we had to stay after for about a week.
Oh, jeez.
Learn our lesson.
To learn it. Well, what'd you do when you got into town?
We went home.
Oh, you just went home?
Yeah. But it was a spring day. It was like in May.
Did you knock a couple beers back? Skip.
No.
You weren't drinking? When was your first drink of alcohol?
I do not want to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
This, Sister Evangeline, she was the head of the girls, and she called me in as a senior, and she said, "You have the reputation of being able to drink the most beer of anybody." I said, "I can't drink any more than two."
And how old were you when you said that?
17.
17, which was underage at that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No.
But she didn't know how old I was.
So you don't...
So anyway, I refused to go to parties, have a good time. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you never did that?
After that.
Oh, after
that. Well, then one night I decided, oh, what the heck, I'm going to go. So I went, and the following day she had me right in her office again. "You were drunk last night." I said, "I was not, and who's your informer?"
So now I see where Aunt Mary learns it, because Aunt Mary has this reputation of knocking a couple back and throwing her bra up on the ceiling fan.
Oh my gosh, Charlie, that's not a true story.
What bar was that, Mary? The Copper?
Oh my God. Bob, I'm going to kill him.
Grandpa Bob did tell me this story. A lot of people have told me this story. So, Mary, you're
well, Audrey Martin told everybody. What? And Audrey Martin owned the place.
What? How did Audrey's story go, Grandma?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't, but she told Grandpa that somehow, some way, somebody got Mary's bra off, and they hung it on the chandelier.
Wow.
They hung it on the ceiling.
But at that point, Mary was still developing. So they were like pimples.
Charlie, pull over.
No, Mary.
Pull over, Charlie.
No, no.
She's walking the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Get out, sir.
If you could see this midriff that she wore. She put it on about 5 years ago in front of Sam and said, look, I still have it.
It was a halter top.
Really?
And Sam said, oh my lord.
Get rid of that.
You still have that halter top.
Yeah, I do. It was from when I was 18.
I'm
almost back into it, Charlie.
Mary was like a size zero when she was 18.
Size zero, huh?
Yeah, but then she had to give up smoking.
Oh my god.
Historically speaking, smoking is a great way to stay a size zero.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah. How old were you when you started smoking, Grandma?
15. Probably.
15. What was your cigarette?
I was up in the attic with my sister. Well, my mother smoked.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
You know, and
Grandma Pelon.
Yeah, she smoked till she died.
She smoked. She had a cigarette in one hand and oxygen in her nose.
You walked in, you didn't know if you were coming out.
Yeah. No, I went into her house. That was the last probably I saw her was we were in her house.
How old were you? She died in
99. 99, so I would have been 12.
Hello.
Lois.
Hello, Lois.
The old fart came along.
How are you?
I'm good.
Who's the old fart? Mary? Me?
Mary.
Yeah. That's what
you're
I was saying.
You're in trouble for saying that, Lois.
Lois.
My earring. I can't find it. Oh, no.
Find the earring, Mary. I don't want to hear about this the whole way
all the way there. This is for your wife, Charlie.
Oh, well, I'm divorced, but thank you so much.
That's not give it to give it to your grandma or your mother.
That's a scrubber.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you very much. Lois, what's your game at the casino?
My game is anything that pays.
So,
and there are very few of them.
There are.
So it's my turn to win that.
Okay,
when I've gone to Milwaukee Madison. That one in Madison, it's a Ho-Chunk casino. But I went there 4 times and I lost my button.
Every time?
Every time for 4 times. So then I went to Ho-Chunk and I won most of it back.
But you said you went to Ho-Chunk and lost, and then you went to Ho-Chunk and won.
Yeah, What's the difference, Lois, between Madison and Ho-Chunk?
There really is no difference. It's just the work where you feel more comfortable.
Well, right now, are we going to the right one? We're going to the one bare.
We want to go where the one's going to pay off.
Ho-Chunk. And that is at the Dells.
Ho-Chunk and Baraboo, yeah. Yep, yeah, right by the Dells.
Oh, you know where that is,
Charlie? Sure, yeah. I've played shows there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you should book one.
I know. Well, I got one coming up in Bowler, so we're going to
have to do it. Oh, you do? Oh, when's that?
That one is in, I think, September.
Oh, good. We'll go again.
Yeah, we're going again. That's my favorite casino story.
Which what?
Well, I had a show in at Bowler at the, oh, my gosh. Grandma, what's the name of the casino in Bowler? North Star.
North Star.
Yeah. So I was at North Star Casino doing a show. Grandma, of course, comes and she gets there early and like several hours early and before me even. And I show up and I see her and she's all sad. She says, Charlie, I lost all my money. And I says, oh no, and I gave her $20 to try and win a little back. Well, boy, did she win. No, she won it back. Hours go by. I don't see Grandma at all. Not a text, not a call, nothing. She shows up in the green room with $1,400.
$1,800.
And what did she give you back?
She, 20. In my 20, yeah.
And once I gave it back to him, I lost.
Yeah, right? You should have helped.
Did you even give him anything back, Sue?
Yeah, I gave him his 20 back.
Just the 20. Grandma, I was a 50% investor in that.
I know, she should have at least given you a stop.
I'm cheap.
Jeez. And then my favorite part is like...
And my fanning of it.
Yeah, she fans it. I did a bit
on
it.
We're in the green room, and Charlie goes, Grandma, show me your money. Count it out and fan it. So she's counting it, and it's all about her, right? Uh-huh. And then she fans it like this, and she's gloating. Well, she didn't know it, but Charlie was taping this, and he says to me on the way out, I'm putting this on the big screen. So I'm sitting next to her, and all of a sudden I see it on the big screen, and it's your Sue.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was mortified. Her face was beam red. It just made my day.
Oh, go ahead, Grandma.
I just was going to say, I don't know of a show that I don't go to where Charlie doesn't pull up that video.
It's a great clip. It's great. My favorite part is that I put it in there so everyone's laughing about it, and someone's sitting by you. And then afterwards at the meet and greet, they said, we were sitting right by your Grandma Sue. I said, oh, yeah, I haven't seen her. Where did she go? And they're like, as soon as the show ended, she made a beeline back to the casino. And then I think she lost $400.
I did.
Yeah.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Russia launched more missiles on Ukraine today as it continues mourning the loss of 137 people in a separate terror attack. Reporter Steve Rosenberg's with the BBC.
The Islamic State group has said it was behind the attack. It's released graphic footage of it. But Russian officials continue to claim there is a link to Ukraine.
Hunger is still a huge concern as the United Nations calls on Israel to pause its fighting against Hamas. Beth Bechdel is with the UN's Food Organization.
If you don't have to go anywhere.
50% of the population are in the uppermost level of hunger that we are able to report on.
And authorities are warning people in Minnesota to stay home today as storms dump up to a foot of snow on the region. Gordy Haverson's a highway superintendent for St. Louis County.
If you don't have to go anywhere and there's, you know, a huge amount of snow, don't. Probably the best thing.
Snowplows have been working all day to clear roads there. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks against the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night tonight at the Bucks game. It's the Women's Empowerment Game, honoring career women in the workplace. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think women in sports is important in society. There's so many stats behind that. You know, Fortune 500 companies are run by a lot of women who were in sports. Actually, the majority of those women were in sports in some way. Really important. Not just as a player. I'm saying as a student manager, as a reporter. It's just really important. The self-confidence. I mean, all those stats say that when you're involved in sports and you're a woman, there's less abuse, there's less everything. It's good that we're doing that. It's good that the league is doing that. You know, it reminds me a lot of, you know, when I first started coaching, a black young coach. And now they just say a young coach. Hopefully someday we get to that point.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers. From Fiserv Forum, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see cloudy skies today, breezy southeast winds, and a little bit of light snow or some rain as we go through the afternoon. Highs of the lower 40s. That light snow and rain chance tonight, mostly cloudy, and temperatures will stay in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 37.
WRJN is pleased to support the Royal Family Kids Camp with a very special opportunity for you to be courtside when the Bucks play the Celtics April 9th at Fiserv. This four-pack of courtside VIP tickets is valued at more than $2,000 and includes parking. WRJN listeners can bid on these tickets online at WRJN.com/Bucks. The winning bid gets the tickets, and the entire amount supports Royal Family Kids Camp, a week-long residential camp for kids 7 to 11 years old who have been in and out of foster care.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Cripescast, hosted by me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And, folks, if you are looking at the Behrens Old Fashioned Brandy, if you got that from your local liquor store and you're like, hey, I want some Behrens Old Fashioned Brandy merch, well, we got you covered. Head on over to mantwagmint.com. We got t-shirts, we got hats for Behrens Old Fashioned Brandy, and we also got a bunch of Midwest merch available too. Check it out, mantwalkminute.com. And last but certainly not least, folks, some of the best moments from episode 197 with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois. And this time we're going to North Star Casino.
Okay, Mary, I'm filming it for the children, so what? watch your language.
Get that camera down.
Why?
Last time I got annihilated with that thing.
What, the whole nipple issue?
Yeah! You think I'm gonna get a boyfriend with a nipple thing out there?
Well, that was back when you were in your younger years, Mary.
Yeah.
I hate to tell.
Well, now that's on.
She has a boyfriend.
It's on.
Mary's got a boyfriend?
Yes. His name is Matt.
Shut up.
No!
Is he imaginary or?
No, he's real.
Really?
Yeah. Last night he was in.
Whoa! Mary.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, he really likes
the
her.
The one on the left.
Which
push
one?
Him and hold it. Duh.
Did you?
Do you want this open?
It's fine for now, unless you want to close.
I think.
Close it?
No, it's. I don't care what you do.
Whatever. Hey, should we lock the door or no?
We don't lock the door.
That's what I figured.
We got somebody coming in to take care of the dog anyway.
All right, good deal.
Harry always locks the door.
Mom, is the door open?
I don't know. You better not have locked it.
Let me go check.
Oh, God. You know, you get one boyfriend, and then you forget doing all the other stuff you're supposed to do.
You know what? Are we dwelling on this?
We have just started. We have dwelling.
Well, we just found out about it.
We barely scratched the surface.
We're done with this
conversation. Does anybody want a pear?
A pear?
Yeah.
Oh.
Got a bag of them here.
Yeah, I'll have a pear.
Mm. That must be from the friends across the street.
Thank you. Do they have a pear tree?
We just have a pear tree.
I'll have one, Lois.
Okay.
They're a little unripe at the moment.
No, yours is ripe.
Yeah, yours is real ripe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
This one isn't too bad. There.
It's a tougher.
Where's my hand?
Tougher pear.
Where's my arm? Oh, thank you, ma'am.
There's your pear.
Oh, this looks good.
So, Mary.
Here, hand me the paper, Charlie.
That conversation is over with Charlie.
Mary, where'd you meet Matt?
Yeah. Well, I kind of like to know, too.
How old is he?
43.
Ooh. He's her age.
Mary, are you a cradle robber, or is he a grave digger?
I'm a cougar.
All right. Which way am I going? I know which way. I got it. Well, good for you, Mary. So he's your age. Where'd you meet him?
Online.
Online? Craigslist?
Yep, Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Catholic, whatever.
So where's this picture?
No picture.
Let's see the spring break pics.
No picture, why?
I don't know. I've never taken a picture.
Mary, can I have a piece of paper, towel?
Here.
Thank you.
How long have you been dating him, Mary?
I only went to a Brewer game with him.
No, you didn't.
Uh-oh.
He's been at the house how many times?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, are you done?
Mary.
No, I'm not going to button up yet.
Well, this is getting more exciting. Yeah. By the
this is some news. So, Mary, I heard you're also not waking up until 11 a.m.
Well, that's because she's all night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Putting some pieces of the puzzle together. Are we living a moral life?
Now, that's kind of interesting.
I will tell you this, Charlie. I cannot go in the living room when he's there.
Oh, damn. This is great content for the podcast.
Charlie.
What?
You are not putting this in the podcast.
Well, of course. We have to have something exciting.
Don't. You
come on.
You this damn story.
Mary, spill the tea.
Figment of Sue's imagination.
I don't think so.
All right. So what does he do for a living, Mary?
He is an accountant.
Mm. That's pretty good. Where?
In Madison.
Yep.
He lives in Madison, huh?
Yep, he lives in Madison. He lives in Sun Prairie.
That's a nice town.
So has he got some money?
Yeah, he's loaded, Charlie.
Is he?
He's an accountant. He's got access to a lot.
Did he give you some for the casino?
Is he meeting us there?
Is he?
I gotta see this guy.
Good question, Lewis.
Yeah, Mary Pope dating.
She's not answering, so maybe he is.
No.
We'll have to keep an eye on Mary.
We'll have to keep an eye on Lois and where she sits.
Yeah. Oh, we're keeping an eye on Mary.
Wow.
Where she sits.
I'm not too exciting. We got more exciting stories. No. Okay.
So, Grandma, how long has she been dating him?
Charlie!
I would say a couple months.
Couple months?
Mm-hmm. She just tipped her water.
And every weekend he's there.
Every weekend?
Really?
Yeah, he comes every weekend.
Well, why don't you sneak a picture?
At least for a day.
Does she go to him?
Never.
Comes
to our house.
Really?
Yep.
She's never gone to his house?
No. Not that I know of.
Mary? Is he a married man?
He was. His wife died.
Oh.
Mary, is it in the car?
Yep.
Oh, she remembered
it. Go.
Mary, have you gone to his house yet?
I'm not telling you a thing. You have such a big mouth.
Charlie, who am I going to tell?
Tell a Charlie what this is.
Just put it on
your... Yeah. Yeah. Who am I going to tell?
Tell a Charlie.
Les goes, just put it on your podcast. Charlie...
Mary, I'm a steel trap. You can tell me whatever.
You're not evolved. That's for sure.
I'm not evolved?
Evolved. Like, put it in the vault?
Mm-hmm.
You never do that.
Well, neither do you.
You're like Rufus.
Oh, don't compare me to Rufus now.
You are exactly like Rufus.
You know what?
Oh, no.
I take that as a compliment.
Rufus is like Betty Boop.
Betty Boop?
Yeah, he walks around and shuts all the lights off in the house. He gets mad if the water is running. Yeah, he's frugal.
You know
that's how we have to live when he's there.
You know what Mary's doing? Changing the subject.
Is that it?
That's it. She's changing the subject.
Mary, what is Matt's last name?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope
you don't know his last name?
Nope.
Comp Mary.
I don't.
How long? Mary.
What? It's not relevant.
Yes, it is. What happens if something, if he goes berserk?
Wait, you don't.
You gotta report it.
You don't know his last name and you've never been to his house, Mary?
Berserk.
Mary, are you withholding information from us?
Apparently. Well, you might as well spill it because...
Oh, we should have stopped at that
Walgreens. Oh, shoot. We got to go to Walgreens.
What did you go to Walgreens for?
We're getting some...
lubricant for my nose so I don't have nosebleeds.
I like Lois's response to that, though. She's like, oh, Jesus. What are we doing that for? I got money to spend. Got a hole burning in my pocket.
Let's go. Let's forget about Walgreens.
No, we're going to Walgreens.
No.
Go to Walgreens in Bowler.
There's no Walgreens in Bowler, Mary.
Oh, you know that.
I've been to Bowler. There's the casino there, and you know, gas station, and it's going to be a lot easier. Just...
I bet they'd have lubricant. They have not stored at the casino. Well, maybe a different kind of lubricant. Never mind.
Well, a nice little lube joke for the kids at home. Thanks, Lois. Appreciate that. You know, I can't take you guys anywhere. Mary almost spilled out her Diet Coke from that one.
Oh, God. I'm going to shut up.
No, please keep talking.
Oh, it was funny, though.
It was.
Yeah, I'm keeping my mouth shut this time because I really let it loose last time.
Yeah, you did. No, we still don't know his last name. Nipples were all over the internet.
Well, geez, is that how you met Matt?
Oh, God. There are no words, Charlie.
We'll find him. We got an hour drive in us yet.
We'll get it out of her.
We will too. What's his last name, Mary?
Sue, I will repay you for this.
Yep. Wow. Hey, we got Rockstar Parking.
We do have Rockstar Parking. Where's that?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Rockstar Parking.
Sue.
Yeah, what?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Sam told her. Lubricant. Yeah. She's going to come out with...
I got to go to the pharmacist, though.
Should we call you Lubricant Lois?
Wow. Mary.
Lois said that Missy's gonna be like mortified.
Mary, we got you some KY jelly in there too. You and Matt are gonna have a good old time with your personal massages.
Open your door, Charlie.
Open my door?
Yeah.
Mary, if I go, you go. I'm the pilot.
I'll climb up there and save us.
Best of friends at the casinos for so many years.
We figured out you and Lois have been friends for 71 years.
71 years of friendship.
You're talking about how
many people can say that.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about that when you guys were in Walgreens.
Remember when we used to go to the park to watch the rats?
The rats?
Stinky Point?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, back that train up. You guys went to the park to watch the rats.
Yeah, it's Stinky Point.
Sounds like a Grandpa Bob date night to me.
No, they were really big rats.
Yeah.
How romantic.
It was something to do.
You guys went to watch the rats. You know, they have ducks at the park, too.
Yeah, I know, but that's a different area.
Oh.
That was in that Stinky Point.
Why'd they call Stinky Point Stinky Point?
Because that's where they got rid of all the trash. Garbage.
The sewage, yeah.
The sewage.
It goes by the sewage plant.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, that's nice. Mary, maybe you and Matt can take a ride over to Stinky Point.
You know, Charlie, it's for old times' sake.
Yeah.
You know, just tell them that's where your mother and your dad used to.
Yeah, and Mary,
you made out by the rats?
Well, I don't know what you call making out.
What'd you guys do by the rats, Grandma?
What did you do, Lois?
Lois, what did you do by the rats?
We just walked.
You necked?
Necked.
That's what we call it.
Lubricant Lois was necking by the rats at Stinky Point. That's the headline here.
You know...
This car ride's already paying for itself right here.
Screwed, Lois. All the way around.
Former Waupun prison guard Lois Bentley admitted to necking at Stinky Point while watching the rats. Correction, Lois Lubricant Bentley.
No, it's Lubricant Lois.
Lubricant Lois Bentley caught at Stinky Point necking with her sweetheart Bob.
So screwed.
We were supposed to, remember? It was supposed to be we were watching the subs.
Yes, we were watching the subs.
The subs?
But that wasn't at Stinky Point. That was at the regular by the lighthouse.
Yes, it was.
Whoa, what subs?
It's about the submarines.
On Lake Winnebago?
Yes, there were submarines.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, there were. That's what we did. We watched the subs come in.
They would go by the lighthouse park and say they were watching the submarines.
That was our excuse.
Yeah.
Who bought that?
And then they would nag.
Our parents.
Our mothers.
And then when we would go to the place where they let down the boats, we were watching the boats get out of the water or get in the water or whatever.
Wow.
They were coming.
We always had an excuse.
You had an excuse.
Why we were at the park.
How many beers did you have to think of the submarine line?
Oh, that was a Diet Coke.
That was our husband.
Oh, you guys never partook, huh?
No, we never drank.
Really?
Really?
What exactly happened in that car?
I will tell you one thing.
The submarine car.
Yeah.
Lois.
Lois?
Come on. You can tell us.
Nothing real exciting.
Well, I can tell by how you're clamming up, Lois, that something exciting happened. Grandma Sue, same question.
What happened in the submarine car?
I know nothing about that.
Oh, wow. The two of you, 71 years.
So how far did you go?
You know, all I can say is I told my dad that if we didn't get married, I would have to get married pretty soon.
Whoa! Holy shotgun wedding! Wow! Dang! That's hilarious!
Oh my God!
He just would not consent to us getting married, and I just could not keep Bob away from me.
Wow!
Were you away from him?
Yeah. A lot of blame being placed.
You know how this is. You know, six kids in 6.5 years. What do you think?
Well, when you put it that way.
You know what Bob Bentley said?
What?
Sue, did you ever hear the word no?
Also, you just topped.
Now we need a nickname for Grandma. Lucy Susie! Oh! Wow!
But I wasn't Lucy until after we were married.
We keep going through this. I'm going to tuck and roll out of this car myself. A ghost is going to be driving you guys to the casino. Good God.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
I was not Lucy Susie until we were married.
Okay, still does not help, actually. Somehow not helping the deal. Okay. And that's your public service announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Wait for marriage before you become a Lucy Susie.
Now we gotta pick on Mary.
Yeah, back to Mary. Mary, Did she have a boyfriend before?
Well, Paul.
Well, Paul was her husband. And then before Paul, there was Bruce.
Oh, she had a lot of boyfriends. She had Dave, what was his name?
Nope, let's go through him.
She was really into him.
Really?
Really. Bob had a fit.
How old was she?
16, 17.
So.
That was pretty old.
You know, Bob went into the drawers upstairs, and he found a liquor bottle, and he found a pipe.
A pipe for what, Grandma? Tobacco?
For marijuana.
Oh, my gosh. Mary, that was an illegal drug.
She claimed that it was her friends who, asked if she would keep it overnight.
Oh, yeah, just one night.
I had that one pulled on me, too.
So we actually did believe that.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Bob pulled suicide. And
said, you know, we're being told a tale here.
Yeah.
So
Bob said, "You're killing your mother." He went to school and pulled her out of class. He was that mad.
What about her father?
He pulled me out of class and he said, "You're killing your mother." And he said, "Are you drinking?" I said, "No." He said, "Are you smoking weed?" I said, "No." "Are you smoking cigarettes?" I said, "No." I had a jean jacket on. I had a little bottle of booze, pack of cigarettes, and a nickel bag of weed.
Nice.
Okay, I got to tell you this story.
Breakfast, and I thought, girl breakfast.
I thought if he searches me, I am all done.
Mary was a senior in high school. So anyway, it's Christmas, and my kids, one starts throwing up in the bathtub. One starts throwing up in the toilet. One starts throwing up in the sink. One starts throwing up in the kitchen sink.
What?
Yeah.
The flu?
Just one day at Christmas, it was like Christmas Eve or something. And Mary doesn't throw up. She just falls dead flat on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
So we called the ambulance to get her taken to the hospital. You know why she fell on the floor?
Intoxicants?
Because every morning she would go up in the liquor cabinet and take her little whiskey bottle full of whiskey for breakfast.
Lucy.
Wow.
Lucy, Susie. Come on.
Mary. God. You were really...
Do you know what her roommate was in the hospital? Her roommate was dying of cancer. Leukemia. And that taught Mary a lesson. She came home and she was a good girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Or did she just tell you she was a good girl?
You know, those Behrenses weren't always known to be good kids.
The Behrenses on that are a rough streak, huh?
The name, Behrens.
It's been known to have some mischief.
Oh, there was a cousin of Bob's that was so horrible, I wouldn't even tell you.
Marvin?
No, his sister.
Oh, Burdell.
Yeah, Burdell. Oh, my God.
Spill the tea. What'd she do?
I wouldn't even tell you.
Won't even say it on camera.
No, well, I wouldn't tell you.
I do
talk
have...
Talk about the sign soon.
I got a question.
Else, John?
No, I'm not telling about that sign. I don't want to talk about it. Because, you know, I really never saw it. I just heard that.
Okay.
What sign?
Burdell had a sign that she wore to a class reunion.
Yeah, what did it say?
Oh, I'm not telling you.
Mary, what did it say?
It's so terrible.
It had an arrow pointing down.
Insert here?
Something like that.
What did it say, Sue?
This needs action or something.
Wow.
Well, that was good.
To a class reunion.
Yeah, she did.
Classy gal. Classy gal.
She was horrible.
I mean, you know, I got caught for underage drinking and taken to jail.
Oh, God.
And we were drinking in the cemetery, me and my boyfriend. They let my boyfriend...
Even French, was it?
No. They let my boyfriend go because he was 18. I got taken to jail. They said, "We're going to call your parents." And I'm like, "Oh, God." So they called Bob. They came back in and they said, "You're staying overnight." And I was like, "Oh, thank you, Jesus."
Wait, how old were you if he was 18?
16.
Okay. Oh, that's... your boyfriend really bumping up against the statutes of the state, huh, Mary?
What do you mean?
Never mind. Hey, I got a question, Mary. If Grandpa was coming up asking you if you were smoking cigarettes,
yep.
Was he also smelling of cigarettes at that time, or had he already quit?
I don't remember.
When did he quit smoking?
40. When he was 40.
Oh, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Let's see, he quit on his birthday, July
24th,
1982. 1982.
So, 35, let's see, 35, 45, 55,
65, 75, that's 58
years old. Why'd he quit?
Because he collapsed.
Bad for his health.
He collapsed?
Yeah, he fell right on the floor.
From smoking cigarettes. How many did he smoke?
He was up to 4 packs a day.
Holy smokes.
Yeah,
quite literally.
And that was when they were 50 a pack probably.
Yeah, but he'd smoke, take a couple puffs of a cigarette, and then he'd throw it out.
Wow.
And then he'd take another one and throw it out, you know.
So 4 packs of smokes a day.
Yeah.
What kind of cigarettes did he smoke? You remember?
Camels or something like that. Yeah.
Camels?
That's what Bob used to smoke.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the same time I was smoking, and I was having nightmares about Bob dying of cancer. And
you were just up nervous smoking about it all night long.
No, but I was. I was having nightmares every night about Bob dying of cancer. So when he collapsed, well, I thought, well, I can still smoke. I went out to the garage and smoked. And I thought to myself, this is ridiculous. You have these nightmares about him dying. Why are you still smoking? And with that, I threw away my cigarettes and I went cold turkey.
Cold turkey, huh?
Yep. But David said, you know, Bob and I definitely couldn't get along because we both had given up smoking like that.
Yeah.
And David said, I don't care if they tell you to put your head in the toilet, do it! We've waited for this day so long.
How many of your kids smoked?
Mary, Joel, Dick didn't. Rufus did. Oh, yeah, Rufus smoked cigars. David definitely didn't. Sam didn't. Chris didn't. So we had Mary and Joel and Rufus who smoked cigars.
Got it. Mary,
three
how?
Out of seven.
Mary, how long did you smoke cigarettes?
Until I was 40.
Yeah?
Yep.
What kind of cigarettes were you smoking?
Marlboro. I don't even know how.
40.
Marlboro.
Mary, you were older than 40. That's 40.
No, I think I was 40.
Mary, you were older. Because Paul was alive when you were smoking.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
I called Zola, and I said, Joel, I slept with Matt. And he said, I can't get that picture out of my eyes, out of my head, and I need to gouge my eyes out.
Wait, so I don't even have to ask the question, and I find out you're sleeping with them? Oh, my God, Mary.
No, I just called Joel and told them that.
Grandma, do you know they were sleeping together?
No, that was a joke.
That was a joke.
Maybe not.
Yeah, because...
Oh!
Maybe not. Is that who I hear upstairs?
Whoa, that's not Santa Claus. Holy.
No wonder he's showing up so much.
Wow. And the plot thickens. We're not even halfway to Bowler, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you're not gonna Charlie, miss that podcast.
No.
Charlie, I just did. Told you that for fun.
No, it's just for funsies. No.
Fun.
Funsies.
I don't think you could make it up.
No, Lois is skeptical.
Lubricant Lois, you better.
Lubricant Lois is an investigative journalist. She.
Zip it, Lois.
Well, thank you, guys. I've been getting all my material for the show tonight.
No, you can't use this.
No.
Charlie, you can't use anything that we have said on this.
It's too early on the show.
It's too risque. You can't use any of this anywhere.
I don't know about that, Mary.
Folks, that's it for this week's episode. Make sure you follow Grandma Sue. She drives a Honda.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yep.
And don't follow her too close because she'll do a brake check on you.
Will she really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll double tap that. If you do want to follow someone, you can follow the Cripes Cast on all the platforms. And thanks to Colleen Maraca. Thanks to Hannah Milos for editing. Thanks to all of you. Make sure you watch out for deer And tell your folks I says hi. See you next week.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you got to keep her moving.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go, go.
Is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Home for the Packers.